So before starting in on today's episode Tuesday, I wanted to give a quick public apology to Ari for completely and totally steamrolling over her and interrupting her right after I asked her how she was doing in last Friday's episode. It's called Family Windshield Time, Tray Sandwiches, Anti-PR Services, and Lolly's First Birthday. I think I got completely overwhelmed by the visuals of Lake Washington as we were driving. She graciously handled it really, really well, and so really appreciate it, Ari. I'll try to work on that and not do that in the future. So that's my quick apology to you, and appreciate everything you do. Love you, and here's the show for today. Thanks.
Hi, y'all. This is Day and Ari with Windshield Time. Thanks for tuning in. It's Monday, about 4:34 p.m. on August 19th, and this time I'm taking the responsibility of holding the blockchain baby, Bitcoin baby, the quinoa, while Ari has a cough she's nursing.
Yes, while he's also managing the technical audio equipment and sound equipment, and directing me not to cough into the microphone.
Which you just did. So anyway, so just a quick introduction of myself. My name is Day, and I was a sales engineer working on wide area networks for a really long time. My Twitter handle is Luggage Donkey, LUGGAGE, Donkey, just like the word it is.
Woohoo!
And then Ari.
And I'm Ari. I'm an artist musician turned management consultant turned startup entrepreneur, now the chair of the Cascadia Blockchain Council, representing over 1,100 companies from Portland all the way up to Vancouver, BC, providing one collective voice as we work with policymakers and innovators in promoting the Cascadia region in the world of blockchain.
You're getting smoother and smoother in that introduction there.
Thank you.
All right, so when we get into the main segment, we're going to cover off some highlights about some events, exciting events coming up here in the next few weeks and months, and then we're going to cover off the Satoshi math. So let's roll.
Dumb!
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks again, Dom, for doing the reading of the disclosures, disclaimers. And I went through several iterations of that disclosures and disclaimers. And so I think it's finally at the point where I'm going to start sharing it out with the world, with anybody who wants to use it or modify it or do whatever they want.
It is a freaking beautiful piece of art. I mean, you should be a writer, Day. You are a beautiful writer.
Thanks. okay, so cover off the Satoshi math. I checked my Blockfolio app a little while ago. Oh, and by the way, I sent off a support ticket about maybe some improvements that they could do. I sent in two ideas, and they replied right away.
Great.
To email, so I was really impressed with those
they're
guys.
They're on it. Blockfolio. That's great.
Yes. They're also in L.A.
Yeah, I was thinking of pinging a friend to see if he'd want to meet up, so I'll make sure I do that tonight.
Awesome. And then so price of Bitcoin on the Blockfolio app was $10,870.
Woohoo, it's back up.
It is back up again. As always, volatile. As always, very exciting. So you take the number one,
1 divided by?
Which is representing 1 U.S. fiat dollar.
Okay.
You divide that by 0.00010870, which is 8 decimal places of Satoshis there. And you get 9,199 Satoshis.
Woo! We're almost at the 10,000 bitch mark of 10,000 Satoshis per 1 U.S. dollar.
Yeah, not that we want to go down there.
Oh, we don't want to go down there.
We don't want to go down
there. We want to have less and less Satoshis.
Far and away. We want to get less and less Satoshis. That means the price of Bitcoin is going up as it should. Okay, so covered off Satoshi math. We got some announcements about future guests that we're going to have. Then we're going to cover off the events. And then we'll go into the main topic, which is the very exciting new fake Satoshi. In other words, the fake Toshi that came out this past weekend. That was very exciting.
That's like the guy that's claiming to be the new Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yep.
And is going to do an unveiling or some sorts.
Yeah, so I think it's already the cat's out of the bag. So if you know, you guys go out there and do any sort of research at all and looking at the tweets and stuff, people have already debunked it. Even after the first website reveal, it was already debunked. But when I was reading it, I didn't have any other context on what else was happening. And so as I was reading it, I just found it to be extremely entertaining and in some ways kind of enlightening about how the lengths that people will go through to be extremely creative and to try and do something like this.
Marketing.
Yeah, and so there's a PR company that's behind it. Hey, PR.
Ooh, PR.
Yeah, it's out in New York. And so, you know, lots and lots of thoughts and opinions about what's going on, but not causing nearly as much of a hubbub as it could. I did ping the Slack channel for the WTIA. Yeah. Kind of shared it with the group. And, you know, a couple of the people like Jesse Proudman were already, sharing their tweets that they saw debunking it.
Yeah.
So that'll be in the main segment, although I already kind of talked about it.
Wait, this is the main segment.
It was going to be after the announcement of a few of the guests and also the events. Okay. So anyway, so one of the first guests we got coming up here, coming to the studio, Jonathan Suzzato.
Yeah, Jonathan Suzzato is a local hero in the Seattle area. He's actually the only known human to have sold 2 startup companies to Google. So single-handedly by himself twice. I'm joking. He has co-founders and stuff too, but twice has sold 2 ventures to Google. So he's a product genius. He's also the chair of GeekWire. So it's a local media company in town. They have nationwide readership and
probably international readership. It's all online.
true. He's also one of the investors, one of my first investors in my startup previously. And he's also the writer of a book called Better Together. So he's a huge supporter of women entrepreneurs, people who are usually disadvantaged in the workplace or in business and in technology. And so he's very often a well-known speaker on this topic of diversity and inclusion. So I think we'll learn a lot from him. And did you know he's also part Korean? So we'll be hosting lunch with him and giving him his first home cooked meal of Korean food.
We need to make some gift peanut brittle.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't like it or if he has peanut allergies in his family, I'll eat it.
Yeah. And then second guess.
So second guest coming up is going to be a team effort. And
yeah.
So, Michael Schussler, CEO of the WTIA, and also Heather Redmond, who I believe is the chair.
Yep, she's the new chair of 2019, since 2019. But she's also a partner of a local VC firm called Flying Fish Partners. And so she's a very well-known investor in town, prolific, you know, speaker, writer, share, businesswoman. And so
ex-attorney, I believe.
Yep. Really excited to have the two of them together talking about the WTIA and why WTIA, which stands for Washington Technology Industry Association. That's part of the organization I also am a part of with the Cascadia Blockchain Council. They power our entire body of work that we do with policymakers and investors and all the resources they provide for us.
And then Michael Schussler's background is?
So he's a angel investor in town, but he is known to fame as being one of the top leaders that helped get classmates.com off the ground and up to what it was back in the heyday. He's done that.
Classmates, yeah.
Yeah, so he's had multiple rounds of, you know, scaling startups to be much larger than they are. And so he's doing that same thing with WTI. You call him a turnaround executive.
Awesome. All right, so really excited to have more guests on. And I think that, you know, it's really interesting, the social dynamic between, you know, if anybody out there in the world has ever interacted with solely me or solely Ari, you get that, you know, kind of nuance. And then if any of y'all have had the, you know, distinct pleasure or displeasure of interacting with both of us at the same time, then, you know, it's another social nuance. And then if you add in a third party guests like we had in Detroit with Mark and Adam.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Then you get a totally, I think you get a totally different sort of social nuance dynamic, you know, with me and Ari. And so, you know, that's just commentary on the social journey and the podcasting journey that Ari and I are going on these days.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of behavioral economics and also just kind of social interactions and human behavior. And so it kind of informs that.
I think that's a good segue into big events and conferences coming up, because as we go out into the world and or we host events, we're looking for opportunities to interview and record other guests. And so how about we talk about upcoming events today?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and past shout out to Mark Yusko. He was an awesome guest of ours at the Rainier Club when they did a you know, private investor luncheon. But so gracious of him, and you know, really enjoyed spending time with him. And then, as a point of coincidence, one of the companies that we talked about in podcast, Figure, I got some snail mail those guys. It was actually addressed to you, Ari.
Isn't that crazy, though? Because, like, so Mark Yusko said it was one of his favorite darlings of his investment portfolio. And you were like, can you please tell me the name of it? Remember on the podcast?
Yeah.
And he was like, Figure.
I didn't say it quite like that, but yeah.
And then Figure showed up.
Yeah, exactly. And what's crazy is that if it was not for the fact that, you know, I asked, so I was proactively seeking out information, and then he shared, lo and behold, what I would have considered as spam snail mail and would have just shredded immediately, I looked at it, and then I looked at it twice. I said, whoa, I think that's Mark Yusko's company.
Maybe they listened to the podcast, and they're like, hey.
And then they fish for your address and send us all that stuff.
Yeah.
Although I do think that the calculations that were made in the little card, the promotional card, about how much equity we have was not quite correct. So I'm not sure where they got their data. All right. So
upcoming events.
Sorry to divert a little bit. So first one is going to be super fun.
Lolly.
Yeah. So you guys will be listening to this podcast on Tuesday, but on Thursday, August 22nd.
Coming this Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m. We're finalizing the location today. Hopefully they get back to me to confirm. I'm still waiting. We're looking to optimize for Seattle sunshine and summer weather. So a super awesome summer party. Food, drinks, cake, and prizes sponsored by Lolly to celebrate all y'all Bitcoin people or Bitcoin curious. Yeah. So come out.
I think this is a terrific way, you know, enticing people with cake and booed and food and beer. It's beer and food together is booed. So enticing people with you know, with the nice stuff to come out and have a little, enjoy a little camaraderie, maybe learn a little bit about Bitcoin and the future of money, and then learn a little bit about Lolly also on their first birthday. I think it is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then the next event after that, the following week, is August 29th. It's the WTIA Cascadia Blockchain Council sponsored happy hour on August 29th, Thursday, from 4 to 7 p.m. And this one's going to be at the Optimism Brewery in Capitol Hill.
Super fun venue, because you buy beer and then you can bring in any food that you want.
Dun, dun, dun. And they even have like little minis. So you can buy like a pint of beer, but you can also buy like little mini beers. And so you can do a bunch of tastes.
Yeah, I think they're like 6 ounces or 8 ounces.
Yeah, which are great ones. For me. So I think.
So wait a minute, is WTIA buying the beer for
yeah,
that one too?
Yeah, dude. I mean, people are not.
Double fisting.
I mean, last time we had a sponsored beer event and people could not drink enough. So, you know, y'all that love beer, come on and drink and let's share. Exactly. I think the best relationships are built over drunken booze. Foolery, you know, when you can be yourself.
Okay, so then after that, right after that, we got September 1st, which is Bitcoin Is.
Yeah, in Los Angeles. Woot, woot.
We're going to be taking the podcast studio on the road again, I think.
And the Blockchain Baby, potentially.
Yeah. Blockchain Baby is going to be going too. Yep. So that's Hudson Loft, and that is, you know, if y'all didn't know already, Russell Okung. He is, I believe, starting left tackle with the Chargers this season.
Ooh.
But he is a very Seattle-renowned professional football player because he was with the Seattle Seahawks for many years. And
Seahawks,
he is a Super Bowl champion.
Seahawks, Seahawks, Seahawks.
Yep, Super Bowl champion. So we're super excited to meet him, of course. And so Ari and I are definitely attending. And then we have a couple of tickets for rookies that we can bring along with us. So we're super excited to share the knowledge of Bitcoin and, you know, all the, you know, highfalutin ideas and academic notions that it embodies. Would love to host a couple of rookies out there.
Let us know.
And then after that, we got the
Wyoming.
Wyoming Blockchain Stampede.
Yeah, so another opportunity to interface with the amazing and great goddess of hope for blockchain.
Ambassador. And
oh,
goddess
ambassador.
Of hope. She can get goddess too.
Goddess and ambassador of hope for blockchain, Caitlin Long. Just amazing, amazing woman. So she will be hosting and working the Blockchain Stampede at Wyoming. And so
September
we'll be going to that.
September 19th through 22nd, Laramie, Wyoming.
And then after that.
And then after that, I believe, is WCC. No.
Oh,
WCC.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The World Crypto Conference in
Las Vegas. I guess
Vegas.
Las Vegas is not hee haw. What's
End
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas is Let It Ride.
Or something.
You know,
ding,
when you
ding,
let
ding,
a gambling
ding.
Thing,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let it ride. Yeah. Or blackjack.
Yeah, so it's a full blockchain week in Las Vegas. They have a whole series of events happening all at the same time. So if you're attending portion or all of it, you know, let us know and we'd love to meet up. Maybe we can do a coffee or a happy hour meetup while we're there too.
Shout out to Charles Hoskinson. So we're going to see him again over at Blockchain Stampede. So that's in Wyoming. And then in October, we should be able to run into Charlie Shrum.
Ooh, also, yep, he's doing a whole bunch of series and special shows there too. So it'll be
okay.
Great.
And then the last calendar item. Sorry, we got a lot of these guys. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, yeah, we just found out about the date for TF Blockchain here in Seattle. That's going to be November 14th.
Yep, November 14th in Seattle, exactly.
So nice job, JG.
Yeah, yeah.
Locking it down.
To it again. Yeah, exactly. So it is going to be a different venue, and so it's not going to be at the Columbia
oh,
Tower.
Oh, really?
Club.
He's moving
yeah.
it.
So it's, he's moving the venue. I don't know if the details are out yet, but, you know, looking forward to, you know, Pacific Northwest peeps coming out and, you know, again, sharing the knowledge and gospels of blockchain, crypto, and Bitcoin.
Sweet.
All right. Now, so finally into the main topic of discussion. Maybe it won't go that long, but so there is a website, or it was a announcement that was made also on Twitter this past weekend, and I'll give you the Twitter handle. It is Satoshi NRH.com. So all one word, no dashes or anything, Satoshi NRH, and the NRH stands for New Renaissance Holdings.
Huh.
And so,
so
this
wait,
is,
but if this is on Twitter, then you have to put the at symbol in front of it, right? So it's at Satoshi NRH.
Let's see here. So the Twitter handle is not really on the website. So I'll find the Twitter handle.
Oh, sorry about that.
But did you read the page at all? What'd you think?
I did not read it. Womp womp. I'm sorry. It's It's been a lot of busy day of phone calls for me today, so I haven't really had much time. You'd think a person with laryngitis wouldn't be on the phone all day long, but I was on the phone all day long today.
You would think a person with laryngitis would also not be
podcasting.
Podcasting, exactly. Yeah, so they got the same Twitter handle as the website, Satoshi NRH.
Interesting.
So the description says, I'm a firm believer in the promise of blockchain and believe that the future of blockchain has been compromised.
What?
This following is zero people, 1,846 followers.
Already.
Supposedly based out of the UK. And joined in August 2019. Yeah, so it's a brand new handle. So like I was saying, there's already been a ton of commentary and opinions and a lot of investigative kind of, you know, the internet,
sleuthing.
The matrix does not forget. It never, ever forgets. That's right. I totally agree. Blockchain baby. And so it's already been debunked in almost every way, shape or form that I can tell, but it's really interesting because it was supposed to be a 3-part reveal. So like the kind of like a big marketing play on it all. And it was yesterday, today, and tomorrow supposed to be. But then website changed from yesterday to today. And so it went from a 3-day reveal to a 2-day reveal where parts one was yesterday. And then parts 2 and 3 were already done today.
Huh.
And then there's even a photo. It looks like a doctored photo, modified in many ways of somebody. It doesn't look like a normal photo by any means.
The story unfolds.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a PR company out of New York that's being named by it. Ivy McLemore or something like that it was. But it's, you know, it's just very, very, very entertaining, you know. So, yeah, I totally agree it's entertaining. And so, you know, it goes into a lot of crazy detail that I think somebody spent a ton of time working on it. And so I give kudos to the people who worked on it, but definitely do not fall for what they are selling. Do not give them any money. Someone said that it was probably an email harvesting campaign.
Mm.
And so, you know, if you have a standard spam email alias that you use for spammy type sites and everything, maybe if you wanted to, you could give them that email address.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's about it.
That's fascinating. Well, we'll keep you posted as things unfold.
The mythology factor of the unknown originator of Bitcoin is part of the selling mythology of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so
there's no CEO of Bitcoin.
There's no
right?
CEO. There's no company,
office. There's
it's
no
all
HQ.
Open source software. Yeah. Exactly. So the mythology of the unknown mythical creator of Bitcoin is a really big part of the story, and nobody knows. A lot of people have some very strong guesses, but I'm pretty sure no one will know what would happen if this mythical person were ever to come back to real life.
Yeah, or be in real life.
Yeah, be in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are saying just kind of like, you know, playing chess moves. Some people are saying that even if the real person did, you know, authenticate and move some of their tokens of the 980,000 tokens. And I kind of like this idea, which is that, you know, it's evolved and become bigger than what any one person, even the creator, might have imagined it could be.
Yeah.
And so lending to the idea that it's here to stay. And even with the originator coming back, they don't have the power due to the decentralized manner, the open source software, to really do anything harmful or beneficial to the whole idea.
Long Bitcoin, short the bankers. That's all I could think of to say. Go pump.
All right. That's all we got. I think that's all we got, right?
Yep.
Awesome. So thanks for listening, y'all. We'll be back on air. I'm going to do the mobile podcast studio for Thursday's party with Lolly.
Woo-hoo.
So, and I'm also going to try out some video.
Oh,
I don't know
nice.
If you know, you don't know this, but I ordered a new microphone to go onto the DSLR.
Perfect, baby.
Yeah, more gear. So thanks
Gearhead.
For listening, everybody, and be nice to each other out there.
Thank you for listening. Really appreciate ratings, comments, and sharing of Windshield Time with your friends. Together we rise.
Bye, y'all.
Hi, y'all. This is Jenny from Charlotte. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts Ari and Day and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars of any kind, but only humans and not sentient, intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.